Information. Wheeler comments, "The rich complexity of the universe as a whole does not in any way preclude an extremely simple element, such as a bit of information, from being what the universe is made of. When enough simple elements are stirred together, there is no limit to what can result. When enough bits of information come together, who knows? The behavior of the whole ecosystem cannot be described in terms of the language or qualities that only apply to any one of its parts. Moreover, an emergent global property can feed back to influence the individuals who produced it in an interlocking, creativity-generating, self-sustaining, and life-supporting positive feedback loop. As consciousness gains momentum in our world, it becomes a unique form of currency, or medium of exchange, in that it continually augments and reinforces itself, rather than becoming depleted with use. Thus, individuals and groups can begin to consciously tap into the creative energy that makes up the quantum realm, the zero-point energy of creation itself, in a way which changes everything. An observing consciousness does not cause the collapse of the wave function in the way we normally think of one thing linearly, mechanistically causing something else. At the quantum level, the material world has melted away into an apparently immaterial field of quantum potentiality, which is somehow synchronously, cybernetically, and synergistically entangled with the minds of observers. What we call matter is at the quantum level, not separate from aspects of the observer's mind, as if the quantum entities are somehow embedded in the observing consciousness itself. So-called material reality, which from the quantum point of view is considered to be a series of momentary phenomenal events, does not originate purely from the side of the external world alone, but rather is contingent on a complex causal and ultimately acausal nexus that necessarily includes an extra-physical factor, the observer's mind. The quantum is simultaneously the source and the result of the interaction between the human mind and the seemingly external world. The quantum is not to be found solely in the external world. Neither is it to be found solely within the human mind. Rather, the quantum exists in the interface between mind and world. The quantum realm isn't simply made up of events. It in itself is an ongoing event expressing the intrinsic union between the human mind and the universe. Mathematically speaking, there is an equation between the human mind and the seemingly external world, and the quantum field emerges out of the ceaseless creative interaction of these two halves that neither completely possesses or encompasses by themselves. Our minds pick up the image of the cosmos, while simultaneously the cosmos reflects our mind back to us in a back-and-forth, reciprocally co-arising synchronistic feedback loop without end. It is as if half of the quantum is inside of us, the other half is outside of us, and the information-rich quantum field reveals itself out of the coincidence of the two. The collapse of the wave function is mediated by the observing consciousness in a similar way that the witnessing consciousness within a dream affects the unfolding of a dream. The degree of lucidity of the observing consciousness plays a significant role in the way a night dream, a dream had while asleep, or the waking dream called life, develops. There is a profound parallel between the process by which material events are understood to unfold in physics and the process by which consciousness is involved in creating and shaping how a dream manifests. The dynamics of material processes appear to have a deep similarity to the dynamics of dreaming. The correspondence between these two dynamics suggests that they might be one and the same process. Quantum physics provides strong supportive and compelling evidence for the dreamlike nature of the universe. Once these atomic events are registered in consciousness, they are transformed into meaningful information, which itself is a meaningless idea without some sentient being who relates to and thereby knows and experiences the information. This information somehow non-locally loops back in no time and informs the information patterns comprising the atomic realm in what Wheeler refers to as a meaning circuit. We can think of a seed as an example of something that contains encoded information. The information within the seed, of a tree for example, interacts with other elements in the environment, air, water, soil, light, coordinating them to self-organize in such a way so as to eventually produce a tree. Similarly, the information that the physicist's experiments yields interacts with the mind of the physicist to produce a result that can grow beyond the initial seed of information. Information can be conceived of as sitting at the core of physics, just as it sits at the core of a computer. In a sense, the information itself is more real than any of the vehicles that carry it, similar to how a digital signal is a source of, and hence more primary, than the particular form, music, image, text, etc., it takes on, its readout. Wheeler wasn't satisfied that in physics, there is a disjunction between how matter and information are conceived. To express what a significant role information plays at the very foundation of physics, Wheeler coined a pithy slogan, "It from bit." The "it" refers to all aspects of the physical world, atoms, electrons, physical objects, every field of force, even the space-time continuum itself. The bit is a unit of information that relates to and generates the appearance of an it. Wheeler was of the opinion that every it derives its function, its meaning, and its very existence from informational bits. This is to say that the physical universe is fundamentally informational in nature, and that matter is derived phenomenon from these bits of information. The laws of physics themselves are informational statements. They tell us something about the way the physical world allegedly operates. Based on the fact that everything we discover about the universe ultimately boils down to bits of information, Wheeler regards physical existence as an information-theoretic entity. This is to say that the universe either processes information or is itself living information. Speaking of the informational nature of the universe, Philip K. Dick writes, "It is a titanic biological organism that is evolving. As it does so, it subsumes its environment into arrangements of information. From this information life form's perspective, reality is not a thing, but a series of ideas, since the info life form is itself an idea." According to Wheeler's worldview, information is the primary entity from which physical reality is constructed. From this perspective, in its very earliest moments, every piece of the universe was processing information so as to register and compute itself, long before sentient beings came onto the scene, preparing the way for our arrival, so to speak. Wheeler writes that we may never understand this strange thing, the quantum, until we understand how information may underlie reality. Wheeler's idea is based on the vision of the universe as fundamentally being an information processing system. It should be pointed out that for a system to be able to process information implies intelligence. We, both individually and collectively, are active participants in this process. The universe is like a single, gigantic quantum computer. It is no secret that in this computer age that we live in, we are in the midst of a never-before-seen or dreamed-about information process revolution that is accelerating at an exponential rate. Other examples of information processing revolutions include art, science, mathematics, psychology, the development of the spoken word, language, and writing. In essence, the physical state of the universe acts to alter the mental state, which then instantaneously feeds back into and changes the physical universe through a kind of informational feedback system. Once a bit of information is added to what we know about the world, at the same moment in time, that bit of information determines the structure, creating the reality of the time and place of one small localized part of the world. Wheeler speculates, information may not be just what we learn about the world. It may be what makes the world. Bohm likewise felt that information occupies a central place in physics. He felt that information must be placed alongside matter and energy as one of those factors underlying the living processes of the universe. In a certain sense, Wheeler's universe as an information-theoretic entity is not pointing to something other than or outside of itself. It simply is the thing that it describes. This is to say that this informational life form is not just describing something. Rather, it is the doorway connecting us to what it is describing. Interestingly, this is a description of a living symbol that doesn't just point at what it is symbolizing, but is itself the portal introducing us to that which it is symbolizing. Symbols are the language of dreams. Quantum physics is a purely symbolic procedure revealing that the universe is a symbol pointing at itself, seeking to be deciphered. This is analogous to how a symbol in a dream can both be an expression of the dream while simultaneously pointing at the dreamlike nature of which it itself is a living manifestation. Speaking about the symbolic character of the entities of quantum physics, Eddington comments, "There is nothing else to liken it to." The universe not only processes information, but is itself living information, as if it is a constantly evolving organism imbued with intelligence that endlessly subsumes, incorporates, and structures itself into ever new arrangements of information, appearing in, as, and through the forms of the material universe, thus revealing and representing itself in novel ways. This information theoretic entity has no body, soma, but somehow extends itself into and makes use of the physical world to serve as its body in such a way so as to transmit itself into the human mind. The mind, like a mediating instrument, serves as the interface between this information life form and the physical world. The mind is like a groove on a record, to which the information life form is the music. In some mysterious way, the ultimate source of the messages from this information life form is to be found within the human mind itself, as if we ourselves, at some deep level, are the authors of the information coming our way. This brings to mind how the unconscious sculpts its images to the particular state of the dreamer, depending on where we are in our evolution. Perhaps a deeper, already awakened, higher-dimensional part of ourselves that exists outside of linear time is planting messages, psycho-spiritual alarm clocks, in the fabric of the waking dream so as to help us snap out of our forgetfulness and remember ourselves. This is to say that the universe, which is not separate from ourselves, is conspiring with us in order to help us wake up. From this point of view, it is no accident that quantum physics appeared on the scene when it did. Quantum theory, being a symbolic procedure, can itself be likened to a symbol in a dream that is being dreamed up by humanity as a way to awaken ourselves to our quantum nature. We are clearly ready to awaken to the quantum universe, or we wouldn't have dreamed up the revelations of quantum physics in the first place. Information distinguishes itself in the quantum world. It is utterly unique in that no prior information is required for information to exist. Information arises out of no information. This is a reflection of the idea found in both quantum theory and Buddhism that the forms of this world arise from and are an expression of an underlying and all-pervasive emptiness. Information breaks the infinite chain of regression in which we always seem to need a more fundamental law to explain the current one. Tomorrow, to quote Wheeler, we will have learned to understand and express all of physics in the language of information. This is to imply that physics itself is potentially becoming a new language, and hence, giving rise to a form of art. Similar to most artists and scientists, Wheeler's career went through different phases. Think of Picasso's Blue Period. First was the Everything as Particles period, followed by his Everything as Fields phase. Wheeler refers to his third and last period as his Everything as Information phase. Interestingly, Jung describes the archetypes which underlie and inform our experience of the world as informational fields of influence. Potentially altering the recipient, information has the possibility of informing, which is to say it has a mental aspect. Putting information at the forefront of physics at the same time implicates the mind as being a primary factor in the new physics, a physics that is emerging not just in the world, but within our minds as well.